No, right? Yeah, that it was funny. Yeah. Yeah, right? But then he left us hanging. Oh. What? What, you guys knew him? You guys friends? Anyway, we'll give it up for all these broken losers everybody's talking about. Just kidding, I don't know why. Why am I calling everybody a loser? I actually am embarrassed. You wrote it and it was, you put a space in broken, so I thought it was about like this new line of Barbie dolls called Broken. I wrote a whole bunch of jokes about white privileged guys driving, which I realized is just regular Ken, so that was, anyways. Yeah, but I have some of my own horror stories. Like, my life's pretty good generally. I'm pretty much done growing as a person. But I have had some, and like a lot of comedians, they are broken inside and out, you know, right? I mean, that's, but you know, I also, my wife, I'm married, it's great. We have a really wonderful, loving relationship, and she bought me tickets to Hamilton. Yeah, and I'm in Hamilton, trying to enjoy the show. Someone in front of me is a little too tall, frankly. And so the whole time, I'm like kind of leaning a little bit, right? Before intermission starts, I already got a crick in my neck, everybody. Anyway. I mean, I'm just saying, we all have different levels of things that hurt us, you know? And I just feel like, you know, everyone's talking about seeing bones and stuff, but you know, I also have my own kind of personal... Like, I got a new pair of shoes, and I have kids, and they're wonderful. They're really smart. My daughter got her first report card. She's already doing really good. She's the line leader, which apparently is good. And I got a brand new pair of shoes, because everything's going good. And I had to walk her to school, and I got a little scuff on one of my shoes, guys. Yeah, it does. It does. There's pain, and then there's pain, you know? Right? So. Did you guys know that pain is bread in France? So that's something to think about, right? Au bon, right? Au bon pain, yeah. Right? Where's that? East Coast, right? East Coast, you guys ever go to the East Coast? That's the best, right? And then it's quite frankly, it's better. I don't know, why am I this arrogant person? I'm having fun. You guys had a full 90-minute long show. Steve pretty much headlined, you know, and then now it's also, I'm here too, and then that's okay. You know, a lot of the core people left already. That's fine. That's fine. It's fine. I don't hurt. I'm great. How long has this been? Guys, it's been 3 minutes and a half of a minute, which is what? How many seconds is that, guys? 210, right? Anyways, math, that's fun. You know what's broken is our school system. Because my kid's not that great, but she's getting good grades. Something's up. That's what I think. Something's not right. She's not that good. She doesn't even, it's all Spanish immersion. She doesn't even understand Spanish, I don't think. But they're nice to her. It's good. This is good. This is not broken. Usually these things are broken, right? Anyway, I hurt myself today. See if I could feel. Right? Focus on the pain. It's the only thing that's real. Anyways, but I have hurt myself. Back in the 80s, we're talking about dancing in the 80s. I tried to break dance in the 80s. You guys remember break dancing? Yeah. And I did this move where I put my hand, I'm not going to fall for that twice, but I did this thing where I did this thing and I did both, and I tried to hop around like a frog, which I think, now that I think back at it, maybe I didn't even know what breakdancing is. Now that I think about it, maybe I was just dumb. It was called the frog. You stick your tongue out and then your uncle jumps over you. Is that right? No. He called it the frog. And he's like, you got a frog in your throat, you know, and I'd be like, ah. Anyway, so that night, it was like a weird function my parents brought me to, and I was a kid, and part of the thing is I fell forward and like I knocked my teeth out. Have you done that before? Yeah. And then, but also the same night I found $5, which was like so much money to me. And that night, I feel like I was like, well, yeah, I hurt my teeth, but I also found $5. Like, those two things seemed equally, like, good and bad, like, as if, like, you know, like, the balance of the force had was maintained. And then I was just thinking about, like, how my parents would have gladly given me $10 to not have done that at all, you know? But to me, I was like, they were like, well, sometimes good things. So that happened. So that happened, right? That's a hacky thing. Don't ever say that. So you got, I liked, and I enjoyed your thing about your friends getting molested. Is that what happened? So is that, was that you? And then you felt left out, right? But you said that it was Dr. Seuss or Mr. Seuss?
He might have been a doctor.
Was he really a Dr. Seuss? Right? I do not like this Sam I Am. Is that like a lot of that going on? Please help me, ma'am. I do not like this Sam I Am. Remember? Because he got his friends. Yeah. Do you guys remember? Anyways. I got molested. It wasn't, but nobody, they didn't have a cool name or anything. Just, you know, I forget his name. That was a bummer. I didn't get molested. It was not a lot. It was just a touch, but it was, you know, it was, yeah, it's fun. It's good. I got out of it by just being a cold fish, which is weird. I don't know. Like, I just was like, and I kind of turned him off. It was great. I don't know. I guess he wanted me to like fight or something or be into it. I don't know. I was just like, I guess you can touch me. I don't know. Anyways. Did anybody hear? I felt guilty afterwards. I felt kind of bad because I could tell it didn't go right for him. I felt kind of like, oh, I let you down. Sorry, not sorry. So, and then another time I don't even know if this counts as getting molested. Is this on topic? All right. Like, if you're 6 years old and you're playing spin the bottle with other six-year-olds, but there's also like an adult that's like arranging the whole thing, is that molesting or is that just like a weird memory? I mean, I guess maybe it's both. It's definitely the weird memory. I mean, that's obviously...
Five-year-old's birthday party.
Five-year-old's birthday party. Well, we were wearing hats. Yeah. And that's all we were wearing. Does that make it weirder? We were all naked. Yeah. What else? What else is fun? You know, one of my friends in high school, his brother, he murdered him. And that was rough, right? And his brother murdered him and his dad, and he set his house on fire, his whole thing. And but it was weird because I was like friends with the kid that got killed, but we weren't like super close, so my friends made fun of me for crying. Like, I was like, yeah, it's weird. Then I felt like I didn't know how to grieve right, so it's broken. Is that broken? Am I on topic? I don't want to do comedy wrong. See you guys. No, I don't want to screw this up. Just so you guys, I'm looking at this. I'm not cheating or anything. This is just my time. I don't want you to think I'm cheating at comedy. That's the worst, right? Besides Louis C.K., he cheated in his own way, right? But then, he didn't cheat. Did you think he was cheating? Is that why everyone's mad? Because he was married when that was happening? What if it turned out, was he married when he was asking people to jerk off in front of him? What if that was the thing that everybody was upset about? Well, it'd been fine if he was single. He was married. Sanctity of marriage. That's not right. That's not right. So, this place is great. It's funny. Like, is the building is the building in mutiny against us being here? Is it just like, no?
this is fun.
Oh, I was standing over there earlier, so that's weird. But, yeah. Anyway, I did, Viva was talking about falling on, I fell on my bicycle, too. So that was, right? I was really good. I was actually, this is kind of embarrassing, because I was really into Pokemon Go for a little bit. Remember Pokemon Go? So cool, right? All the young people were doing it, right? All the young, cool people, right? Pam and I, right? Were you playing Pokemon Go?
I didn't have a smartphone. I didn't do it.
Oh, well, then this could not have happened to you. Well, it's, I think I might have actually accidentally said the punchline already, which was that I was playing Pokemon Go. But anyway, it doesn't matter. I was riding my bike and I was drunk, right? And that's usually, how many of these broken stories were with people who were you drunk in your?
No, I was like 12.
Oh, wow. So you could still hold your liquor at that age. Okay, yeah, all right, that makes sense. That makes sense, yeah, school, yeah. School, yeah. A little nightcap? No, kneecap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. So I was drunk, I was on my bike, and I was like, cool, we're about to stop. Me and the bike, we're about to stop. Just two of us having a nighttime cruise, coming home from a show, drunk as fun. Drunk. Also, any time anybody writes AF, it means as fuck, right? But I told myself one day that it means and fun, and it just makes anytime you read something, just go, oh, they're cool and fun. It's a fun, just is a fun thing. Anyway, so yeah, I was drunk AF and just. And I saw it was like about the stoplight was coming up, so we're about to stop. So I don't need to pay attention to like getting to the stop sign. You know, I can just kind of check out my phone as I rolled towards the end. But I was drunk and I kind of stopped pedaling, but I was still moving forward. And I basically just lost momentum as I was looking at my phone and I was too drunk to notice. I just went like this and went, and I just fell over sideways. And I broke my arm or whatever. I thought it was funny because it was right after the election happened, you know, and it was weird because I was like, I felt like Hillary Clinton. Like I was just like, there's the end. I got it. I'm done. It's gonna happen. No problem. What could go wrong? I am just gonna coast to the end and maybe stop paying attention. Let's start partying now, you know? And then like her campaign, I just kinda didn't hit the finish line. I just fell over sideways, you know? Do you guys not get that as an analogy? You're not really responding to it. Is it like a sore point? Are you upset that Hillary lost? It is weird, those three candidates. It's sort of like a weird, like as we know, Trump beat Hillary, right? Fair and square, right? FNS, yeah. Everyone complains about the Electoral College, but not like Hillary didn't know about the Electoral College. Anyways, not like she was surprised, you know? Anyways, Hillary beat Bernie, but Bernie woulda won. Right. So it's like this weird Rochambeau of politics, right? Right. Trump is rock, obviously. Hillary is paper. And Bernie is scissors, right? No, no, wait. I did it wrong. Someone fact checked me, but Hillary is scissors, yeah. Bernie is good on paper. That's what it is. Bernie is good on paper. Rock Trump. Trock Rump. Wow. Dr. Seuss, right? Bernie, yeah, so that's Rochambeau. Yeah.
Only lesbians can do the scissors.
Only lesbians can do the scissors. Oh, that's Hillary. Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Hillary's got the scissors.
She's my favorite lesbian.
Yeah, she's my favorite lesbian. The only one that Bill's not interested in fucking, though. How is that possible? Hillary. Why would I? Anyways, I guess I gotta go. It's like 3 minutes till 10, right?
Yeah, you have 3 minutes left.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
three. Great. I'm gonna end it with another story. It has a little bit of dip in it. little sad part. I was in Golden Gate Park with some friends. We were at a show, right? Performing comedy show. They gave me a free bottle of wine, right? Which is my way of saying that the producers didn't take all the bottles of wine with them when they left. So I put one in my purse. And I was walking on the sidewalk along with some friends of mine. And these two skateboarders just kind of zipped by us. And they knocked the wine out of my purse. And it, well, yeah, I know. And it was broken, right? I told you there was a dip in the story. I was pretty upset. I should just end it here. I don't even know. It might not get funnier. I was playing Pokemon Go. Ah! And I was writing into the darkness. It was night, and I was a little drunk, and I was like, oh, he brought my bottle of wine, you know, pretty upset. Not super upset, but like pretty upset, you know, like, but I feel like it sounded more like, you know, my $2, you know, that kind of a thing. And apparently I was very intimidating, because one of the skateboarders fell off the skateboard, and the other one, so the skateboard like rolled towards me out of the darkness, and along with the empty skateboard, and the other skateboarder ran towards me holding his skateboard aloft, and he hit me across the face and the head. Yeah, that's what I said. Ow. And oh shit. And ah, you know. And at first I was upset, and then I was like, well, at the very least, you know, this like wasn't a hate crime, which I thought was pretty cool, you know, because like you know, I'm trans, and which some of you know, some of you don't, most of you probably don't care, but I figured this guy was late at night and it was dark. This guy didn't know, right? So he hit me like he would have hit any other middle-aged lady in the park at night. And I thought that was pretty cool, you know, like felt like, all right, that's pretty nice, you know. And some people would have looked at the ground and been like, oh my God, you know, half my tooth is, you know, missing, you know. That would be the pessimist way. But for me, I'm the optimist. So I was like, you know what? Half my tooth is still in there. And that's pretty nice. All right, guys. That's been my time. Thank you guys so much.
The Dodger Muse, everybody. What a great show tonight. Everybody is broken. Thank you so much for being here. Everybody turn around and clap for Zun Zhu running your ones and twos all night. Thank you so much for doing that. Next week on Pamtastic, I won't be here because I'm going to be in Mexico, because I haven't been on vacation in like 6 days. Boost it up. Oh, if you are tuning in right now to Mutiny Radio, it's 8 o'clock. Is it 8 o'clock? Can I get it? Oh, shit, yeah, it's 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock on a Friday night. What time is that? It's time for Pimtastic's Comedy Clubhouse here on Mutiny Radio. Yay! This is very exciting. What a wonderful audience we have in the house tonight. Tonight's show is actually a hell in a handbasket. What could that possibly mean? Well, I'm addicted to Netflix like we all are. It shapes all our lives. Don't pretend it doesn't. I know you're watching too many murder things. I know how to murder people now, too. Ha, ha, ha. I can get away with it. Thanks, Netflix. You just don't know them ahead of time. That's the key. You can't have any connection to the person you have to murder, because what else are you going to do in this economy right now, right? I just want to live in their house, right? Can I murder an old lady and live in her house and nobody know forever? Did I just say that out loud? 7 years is the thing, just jurisdiction, right? Just kidding. Hey, this is a hell in a handbasket, as evidenced by that last joke. I'm definitely going to hell. That's nice. All of my friends will be with me. Drugs are bad, I guess. Your body is a temple. Thanks, Jesus. And I'm going to fill it with pot smoke because I am actually a Rastafarian. That's how I'm going to fill my chapel with the beautiful, beautiful smoke. Jah lives. All right. Here's tonight is Helena Handbasket. We're going to have four comedians. They're going to come up. They're going to do 4 minutes out of these crazy baskets, and then it's going to happen from there. But before we start, the way this came about is that when I was in sixth grade, we had to do this thing in Christian school called impromptu speeches. And it was my favorite thing of all time and forever. I wish this could just be what I did for school all the time. You just got up in front of the class and you had to pull a thing out of a hat and talk for 60 seconds. And all the other kids were like, after 20 seconds. And I was like, after a minute, I was like, no, I still have more. And they were like, why didn't anybody tell me to be a stand-up comedian when I was 12? All right. Lightsabers. I haven't seen the new Star Wars yet. I want to know all the spoilers. Why? Because if I talk to you when I'm drunk, I'm not going to remember it anyway. We're going to have a great conversation about the movie that you saw, and I don't give a shit about the spoiler alerts because, like, I really listen to what you're saying. Come on! I'm just smiling and trying to look pleasant. Louis C.K., my favorite bro. Oh, man. Oh. We're women. We've been subjugated since the dawn of time. I know, right? It's great. If Louis C.K. wanted to jack off in front of me, I'd be like, fuck yeah, man. As long as you talk about how pathetic your tiny dick is the whole time. Awesome. Like, I win. I can tell jokes about your pathetic dick later. Come on, win-win. Where do you want to go now? I want to live inside a gingerbread house. Does anybody else love, like, the concept of Christmas, like, in its German sense of, like, its deep, deep white awesomeness of where you can live in a gingerbread house without a witch who's going to burn you forever and eat your children? I want to live in a house made of candy in the woods and bring small children into me, but not to, like, eat them or anything, but to, like, help them be better people. Yay! I don't know. Why is witch have such a bad connotation? I don't get it. Like, oh, I'm an old lady that didn't have kids. So I'm an asshole? Like, what the fuck happened? My uterus doesn't have the gift of birthing children anymore. Now I'm useless. Feminism. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Feminism. I can get my own fucking door, thanks. Welcome, yay, Joey Avery, yay. Now we can start the show because all our comedians are here. I'll do one last thing. Keeping secrets from strollers. I know, what are you doing with your hair? Here's the thing. Fuck this thing I just pulled out of the thing. Joey Avery's hair is like gentrification. It's like him. He's like, you are a talented motherfucker. But with that long hair, you just looked like every other douchebag who's like, I'm sort of a skater or whatever. But now you look like a serious comedian that wants to wear makeup. You know what I mean? You'll wear makeup for your fucking Netflix special, put on a little eyeliner, can't notice it. Maybe a little fake eyelashes. No, you can't see it. Yeah. You know? Right? Just get in there, just like the black ladies. They all wear fake eyelashes. I didn't know this forever. They're like, you don't use eyelash glue? Like, oh. No, I'm just trying to be a white guy so I can have all the privilege. The thing that I learned recently from Netflix, which shapes all of our lives, yay, is that there was a Vice thing about a trans lady or turned into a dude, and then she got to pray in the mosque with the dudes. She got to get all with them. I'm like, holy fuck, you got to. And the guys were all standing there like, well, if she was a lesbian, we would have stoned her, but now she's a dude. I'm like, wow, Pakistan is so forward. Like, I had no idea that they were, like, so fucking cool. I don't know. Where's the, really? We have a crazy show tonight. Can we get all four comedians up here because we have to? Yay! I have to get the baskets from out the back. So while I do that, if each of you could come up to this mic and say who you are and like a sentence about why you're the coolest person who should win this show.
Nice. All right. I am Joey Avery, and I am the coolest person that should win this show because I am going to apparently wear eyeliner on my comedy special.
It all started here.
I'm Arden, and I should win this thing because I have the best merch. So, yeah.
Okay. I'm Sean, and... I need this
because I've reached the deeply unfuckable part of my seasonal affective depression, and there's really nothing else going on for me, so.
No, I'm Cole, and I'm doing all right. I don't really need this. I'm sorry. This is nice, but like you get it.
Yay, everybody, you're going to get your first basket. Come up and get your basket. You all have a basket or a bag. You get a bag. I'm sorry, I didn't have enough. I couldn't steal enough baskets from small children's. So they're going to open their baskets, and what's inside their basket for the first round is Go Warriors. Hipster, you can look at them too. Hipster Santa says, and he says something specific, an orange and pot crackers. You get to eat those pot crackers. That's about 30 milligrams of THC in them. You can eat them now or later. They last about 2 weeks at room temperature. They're really good with cheese on them, but they're good by themselves. You can give them to friends, whatever you want. I know you don't eat the pot things. That's great. You do eat the pot. Okay, good. So, good. So the way it's going to work is that you guys all have to do a set that touches on these four things. Go Warriors, Hipster Santa, an orange, and pot crackers. So you're all going to get to do 4 minutes. You get to make a choice. If you want to think I can keep pulling things out of the hell hat about Christmas, but if anybody just wants to like fucking go for it, we can just start it up. And you can listen to each other or not. You can think about your own set. We can, the way we go in order is like, do we want a Rochambeau? It's kind of like, I don't know, you guys. But at the end of this, all the audience, you're going to choose who gets to move on to the next round. So do you guys want time to think or do you just want to jump in? All right. All the four of you, we'll see who goes first. Think of a number. I have a number between 1 and 10, and whoever's closest goes first.
69.
4. 2. The answer was 7. I think Arden was closest. Well, 69, you cheated. Actually, because he cheated, your first comedian of the night. Everybody, put your hands together for Sean McKenzie.
It's right down to 6.9. It works out perfect. This basket is all full of things that used to make me happy and that are making me sad now. Let's Go Warriors. The Let's Go Warriors with the Hipster Santa Claus side by side is really just a perfect description of what is going to happen to my beloved Golden State Warriors when they move over to San Francisco and the stadium is just full of hipsters and people celebrating SantaCon. Just drunkenly vomiting on their neighbor without actually watching the fucking game. Oranges used to be a Christmas treat. There was like a part of Christmas is you would give oranges because it was like a seasonal thing you didn't get all the time. But we live in this fucking future where we just have oranges constantly. There are no seasons anymore. And we're going back to that shit with the motherfucker. This is the ghost of Christmas past and present right here, man. Welcome to the indoor era, man. This is amazing. We're not doing shit about global warming, and fucking hipsters are taking my team away from me. It's probably bad that I feel a similar level of emotion for both of those things. I feel like I should probably be more concerned about the apocalypse. But I don't know. That's sort of the point of sports anyways, is you just make a metaphor for all your feelings in life. And then you cry and stuff when your team loses or wins. And that way you don't have to cry about your ex leaving you. You have that, just that nice metaphor. Fucking hipster Santa Claus. Santa Claus was, he's not supposed to be cool, man. And that's what we're going to give up. Like, dudes were supposed to get fat and just jolly and drunk and then just be dads. But now dudes just want to be cool people for fucking ever. It's like, all the time, if you say, excuse me, sir, to his fucking 70-year-old dude, he'll get all bitchy. Like, you're 70, bro. Chill the fuck. Just be old. Why are you still trying to be like, George Clooney is the old, like, ruining manhood, all right? Everyone thinks he's the most masculine person in the world, but he has removed all grace from the male aging process. You just have to be a total piece of shit now. I forgot, how long are we going for, by the way? Sorry.
You have 2 minutes left.
I have 2 minutes left. That's exciting. All right. Fucking oranges. I got hit by an orange. I get hit by it. I ride my bicycle around a lot, and in San Jose, they don't really do that. They kind of look down on that sort of thing. They make assumptions about you, like that you're Mexican or a virgin or have a DUI. At least one of those three things has got to be true for you to be riding a bicycle around. But I took it in stride, man. But I remember I was biking along at night, and this motherfucking, like, some teenage asshole. Fuck teenagers, by the way. That's the one group we can all be biased against. Fuck teenagers. And this little shit, as he's driving along, the scrub hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride fucking tagged me right in the back with an orange square in the center of my back while they were going like 40 miles per hour. And this is why I need to work on my security, is because for like a solid 10 seconds, which is a long time in a person's brain, I was just really impressed by the throw. And after 10 seconds, I was like, oh, hey, fuck you guys. What the fuck, man? That's not cool. The Warriors. I'm a big sports fan, and it's needed, man. It's that tribal shit, man. We're falling apart along racial lines and shit, and we're falling apart along gender lines, and things are getting really hot and heated right now with all that shit. And it's important. You don't get mad at people for being different than you. You get mad at them for supporting a different sports team. It's pure that way. It's beautiful. Okay, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa.
Everyone, ably besting the first round of the Hell Basket. Yes! Your next comedian. He's going to hit up those same four topics. That's oranges, go Warriors. I can't even remember what they are, but they're in his basket. Put your hands together for Arden!
Actually, Pam, in typical Arden fashion, one of those items is no longer in my basket. It is now resting comfortably in my stomach, and you can guess those are the weed cookies. So we'll talk about those first. I do love marijuana. Marijuana is my favorite. It's the only reason I wake up in the morning. It's the only reason I go to bed at night. it's just... I can't tell you how relaxing it is to be able to just wake up in the morning, smoke a bowl, walk downstairs, smoke a bowl as I walk to work, the whole block and a half. You know, my commute's hell when there's a red light. You know, it's just, and then I get to work, and then at some point I retire to the bathroom, smoke a bowl, and then I'm done for the day, I smoke a bowl. And I eat an edible, because fuck it, done for the day. All right, so I love marijuana, and it's the only reason I'm able to tolerate San Francisco. I do love the Warriors. I'm a bandwagon fan for any sports team. I was a huge Phillies fan for a very long time until they turned to shit. So now I'm a Giants fan, whoop-de-doo. but the Warriors, I like them, but I know nothing about them. They got a guy on the team called Green, but he's neither Green nor a leprechaun. I'm not a racist, I'm just ignorant. It's what I'm saying. Oh, but no, the Warriors, I love them. They did very well, and then they did well, and then poorly, and then well, and then, sports are like Bitcoin to me. I never know when to get in on it. I never know. I'm always late, you know? This brings me to Santa, that fuck. Oh, God. Santa Claus. Santa Claus is ruining America, all right? Because 99.9% of the shit that we get in terms of Christmas decorations comes from one place in China. They actually call it the Christmas City. And they love Christmas even though they don't celebrate it, because they believe in capitalism even though the government doesn't. You know, it's phenomenal what a Christian holiday will do for your capitalism. You know, it's just phenomenal. But no, Santa, he's outsourcing all this work now because he figured out, well, I'm building toys, but I got all these elf hours left over, so I'm gonna just start outsourcing. So he's been building iPhones, and that's why they're not working right now, right? The face scan, it's not working because the elves, you know, they may have tiny fingers like the poor kids in China, but they haven't been studying the same textbooks. It's just not. This went off the rails real quick. Orange is the new black. Orange I can't follow Orange Is the New Black. I just can't. Something, but I just can't make it through an episode without coming. It's just But no. But Orange Is, you know, I should have. Nutritionists hate me. Doctors in general hate me, but nutritionists, because I eat nothing but shit all day, and it's the anxiety. It makes you crave sugar. All right, because you're always on alert. You need instant energy, so you just jam sugar in your face. So I should love oranges, but I hate fruit. I do hate fruit. And it's because... I don't know why. I really don't. I'm just one of those people. I just hate fruit. I don't know what it is. Damn. Anyway, So in summation, we got this basket. See, no one, I thought, you know, no one would talk about the container. The container everything came in, right? Because you got to tie it. And the Easter basket.
Christmas basket. Oh, shit.
Like a professional. Anyway, the basket came in. We're all going to hell in a basket. But it's a whisk. I'm assuming it was wicker. Or faux wicker. But wicker is one of those things that reminds me of Nicolas Cage. I'll just sum up with, the bees, you bitches, the bees. Anyway, you've been wonderful. That's been my time. Give it up for your host, Pam Benjamin.
Pardon, everyone. The bees. The bees. Your next comedian, he's got four things in his basket. Put your hands together for Cole Chapman!
You can't talk about the baskets. This isn't relatable at all. What is this? It's like weird rosy kind of thing. You've clearly got you have got like a weird pink Easter thing going on. I don't know. There's no parody with these baskets is what I'm saying. We can't talk about these. Okay, the first thing. Yay! Whatever this is. This is not an orange. It's a cutie, yes. The only fruit you have to feel creepy talking about. The best. My favorite. It's like, hey, you got any of these cuties around? It's like, what the fuck are you talking about, man? Oranges, of course. God, I thought this fell out. Yeah, man. I feel like that's pretty good. Just end on that. We'll just keep that there. I'll eat that later. I like how you put these in an envelope that's like greasing through. That's cool, too. Yeah, like if I pull this out, people are like, what the fuck? Are you carrying my French, just cookies in here? I'm just carrying, you don't carry cookies in an envelope? Like we're gonna have some dead drop under a bench somewhere. Just meat and just like, by the way, that's thanks for talking about that shit in that bag. Here's some drugs in an envelope. You didn't even seal it. So they don't fall out later. What's fun, it's not really that fun, but I just guess it's worth mentioning. It's not, but I went and got my weed card renewed today, and just 12 or 6 hours earlier, I say 12 hours earlier, I'm fucking high, guys. just 2 days ago, I had my recommendation in this pocket, and now I have another envelope full of actual weed products. I don't know, it's like a weird evolution. It wasn't worthwhile, I told you. You fucking went along anyways. Hey, there's another one in here, too. You know what I like about you saying about talking about this thing? Sorry. Anybody got water? Excuse me, I have water over here. I can't reach it. We're moving on. And when you first brought these out and you're like, they last for 2 weeks, like, I was like, oh, fuck. Christmas and New Year's? And then whatever happens after that, then I got a week after New Year's to fucking recover from this fucking space cake. From hell in an envelope. God damn it. Thanks, man. Are these cookies gluten-free? Says the hipster Santa Claus. Yo, fuck this guy. Are these cookies gluten-free, the ones that I just ate? This is spicy as hell. What is in this? Why is a cookie spicy? That's also going to get me high. You've made a very strange product, Pam Benjamin. I don't know how you made this fucking devil, this greasy cookie. That's also going to get me fucked up for 2 weeks, but good on you for that. Yeah, are these gluten-free? This is like that ginger thing, the garlic chip you get in the Chex Mix. You ever had that? The best part of it? They sell whole bags of it because it's so good. You don't see that fucking long, tan, wiggly thing get its own bag because fuck that thing. But you get checks in a cereal box. People love checks. Anyways, what are we talking about? These cookies. Are they gluten-free? No, okay, I don't know. Kind of fuck Santa, though, right? Fuck that guy. I feel like hipster Santa is just regular Santa. Like, white Santa, come on. We found his tomb in Turkey, right? I think we found his tomb, and he moves into the neighborhood, and suddenly he's a big white guy. He's like, hey, all these elves, I'm giving you a good job, but it's slave labor. Let's be real. it's a whole thing. I don't know. I feel like hipster Santa is like, you've been a naughty boy. Here's a sketchbook and a charcoal pen. You're like, well, what? We don't have to... No, you know what? They can't all be winners, guys. I'm out of shit. Oh, go Warriors. More like Boyers, am I right? Oh, stop winning. Okay, I don't know. I don't know how to talk about these guys. I do love the Warriors. I guess there's no real joke. That's just a nice sentiment to go out on, everybody. Hey, thanks. I've been Gold Chapman. Have a good one.
Gold Chapman, everyone! Yay! All right, your fourth comedian here doing those four same premises. He's an amazing human being who just got a haircut. Put your hands together for Joey Avery.
Yes. Thank you, Pam. Holy shit, Cole. I'm so glad you said that about the cracker. Everyone was saying cookie, and I like had a little nibble, and I was like, what the fuck is wrong with me? It's a cracker. I was like, oh, that's why she said it goes well with cheese. I was like, what a strange Oreo this is. It's the Ritz double stuffed cheese Oreo. Let's fucking party. That is what every high person wants. Chocolate and cheese at the same time. You can just eat that until you vomit and you're still a vegetarian. That was a weird thing to say. I don't know why... This is going to make me sound like an asshole, but I was thinking about this today, and I was like, you know what? I hate fat vegetarians. I shouldn't. They're saving the world. They're being very intellectually honest, but I do hate them. I'm like, what? Oh, you're saving the planet? You're sitting there fucking eating goldfish? Fuck you, okay? Be healthy, okay? You should reach into a bowl and eat an actual goldfish. How dare you? Get some protein, you sleepy boy. I don't know. That's not... I thought it was really funny watching Sean talk about hipster Santa and the Warriors and then go on to basically say, yeah, I was a Warriors fan before it was cool. Yeah, I mean, okay, you are hipster Warriors Santa. But you're not wrong. See, hipsters aren't always wrong. Some shit stops being cool. Like sexual assault. Okay, I'm kidding. It's been a big one for that. Do I even want to go down that? I think everybody keeps thinking that this is like a problem that's happening now. Like, what's with all these sexual harassment? What's wrong with our society? It's like, this has been happening forever. Don't forget Genghis Khan fucked everybody, okay? I don't want to... spoil your DNA test, but you're related to him, all right? I promise you that right now. You can look that shit up. It is true. So everyone's like, oh, Barack Obama, first non-white president. No. We've had 35 Mongolians, okay? That's why the mare milk lobby is so strong in this country, and they need to be stopped. Goddamn mare milk drinking bitches. The orange. This is not a joke, but it is a story. I was at a Christmas party last weekend, and they were asking people questions. They're like, go around. A woman who hosted was very sweet, and she had a little basket of questions, and she was like, you'd have to draw one. It was like this, but way... different topics. No pot cookies. Weird, my parents' friends. Losers. But she was like, what was your favorite Christmas gift? And we're going around, and a friend of mine next to me, she was like, oh, my favorite Christmas gift ever. I'll never forget it. My dad actually got me a play structure and put it in the middle of our living room. So when I woke up, there was a full...
that area?
Yeah, that's
one.
Okay. One.
Let's put
that on the left side then.
This one?
Yeah. All right. Test. This one's for circulation throughout the whole. That's one surround.
Test. This feels like it's only coming from your left side, my right side. But only from this side of the budget, microphone budget. Okay. This one still feels like it's, what do you call it? There is not. Oh.
Hey, Marty.
Yeah.
How come I was still hearing like a vibration though coming from this thing?
Okay, does everybody understand? Here we go. All right, we voted. Hey, everybody, you guys can turn around. Yay! Thank you so much, Arden. We love you forever. And everybody can listen to his podcast every Wednesday from 10 to midnight here at Mutiny Radio. Also, buy his book on Amazon. It's amazing. Nighttime Story Time. Look that up. High Time Story Time. His show is called The Night Space. The book is called High Time Story Time. Volume 1 and 2 are on Amazon. 3 and 4 coming out soon. Amazing. Yay! Okay, so I've got to get the baskets. I've got to get the baskets up here so I can put the things in the baskets. I'm very excited about the... Jonathan, will you assist me by grabbing some baskets for me? I'll try to multitask quickly while I'm filling the baskets with things. Knock, knock. Jesus. I know, did that guy exist or what? I know, it's so tough to figure out if he's a real guy. How many feminists does it take to screw in a light bulb? Hold on. Let me knock my dick out of this feminist mouth and we'll ask her. That's a feminist joke. Okay. Did I not sing the theme song at the beginning? Here we go. I didn't sing the theme song at the beginning, so we should do it. MUTINY Comedy Clubhouse Comedy.
Clubhouse.
Comedy.
Clubhouse.
Together we will bring our jokes up high. Hi, hi, hi. If anyone wants to smoke pot in here, we're okay with it. MUTINY Comedy Clubhouse. You want to come inside my clubhouse? You're already here. Yay! All right, they just got their second baskets. Thank you so much, Jonathan Moore, for being the best Vanna that ever Vanna'd. He really is. He's better looking than Vanna, too. Please, can we give it up for that? I know, let's sexually objectify my boyfriend. Yay! Make him feel like a woman. Yay! All right. You guys, in your next basket, you're all gonna do 5 minutes on the following concepts. Number one, the tartine ham and cheese croissant. Number two, an orange crayon. Number three, baby Jesus on a tortilla. Yeah, you should show that for people because I actually drew them on all the tortillas. A mistletoe and a nightmare before Christmas. There's a little bit of Jack Skellington in there, but like, look, let me just show them that. I'm really proud of it. So today I put Jesus. See, I said Jesus and I drew Jesus in a manger. Can we all see? It's like on a, I wanted to like brand it in, but I just couldn't. But so I drew Jesus in, I put a Jesus thing, but there's a baby Jesus. He has a halo. I made the look like a manger. Very excited about Jesus on our tortilla. That's like very, I just came back from Mexico and that's a fucking thing. Like people get the Virgin Mary on their tortilla and everybody comes and looks at it. Like I'm like, wow. Your toaster is incredible. No, these tortillas were already moldy. It's okay, honey. Don't think when I was thinking this morning that I wasn't looking for shit. Those there, don't eat those tortillas. Nothing good will happen. I think we should go in the opposite order of the way that went before. So your first comedian right now, put your hands together for Joey Avery. Yes.
All right. You know, one of my favorite things to do when I walk around the city is I like to walk around and I like to look in people's houses, not in a weird way, in like a cool, you know, like I'm a writer, you know, I like to observe people and I like to look in and it always looks so comfy and I'm like, I wonder what people are doing in there. And if you asked me what I thought Pam Benjamin was doing in her house, I probably would have told you drawing baby Jesus on a tortilla. So this is actually not surprising at all to see that she sat and took the time to draw. And like, it's, I mean, and of course you should be proud of the work, but you should not be proud of this drawing. This is like, if my kid was like, I want to be a painter, I'd be like, fuck you, dude. Get a calculator, okay? Get the fuck out of here. The manger, he looks like he's on like a Santorini island with an IKEA dresser next to it. I don't even know what the fuck is going on, but you know who else sucked at drawing and still got a movie? This guy, huh? That's fucking bullshit. I don't really care. I never saw this movie. Because I looked at this and I was like, no, that doesn't look like, I'm really shit at watching movies because the whole point of movies is to make it like, make you feel something. And I rarely want to do that at home. Like, I don't want it. What? You're going to fucking scare me in my house? Fuck you. Oh, or you're going to make me sad? Oh, I want to think about my impending death tonight? No, okay? I'm going to smoke weed, play Mario Kart, beat off, go to bed, all right? Life's hard enough without you intruding into my living room, hitting me in the feels, okay? I don't like that. I remember I had a girlfriend early in college who she got me into watching The OC. Very on brand, I know. Yes, I've always been a douchebag. I haven't stopped. But I remember telling her, I was like, this show's great, but why does all this drama have to happen?
Jam at JT off the Corfader. He's the better of the best. Best believe. when I'm around and apparatus, a lot of guts.
When he cuts,
girls move their butts. His name is Jay.
Hear the play, he must be nuts.
And on the mix, real quick, and I like to say he's not black,
but he's black,
and his name is Jay.
King Midas, as I was told, everything that he touched turned to gold. He's the greatest of the great, I get it straight, he's great. Claim fame, cause his name is known in every state. His name is Jay, to see him play, we'll make you say. Goddamn, that DJ made my day. Like the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. He's a maker, a breaker, and a title taker. Like a little old lady who lived in a shoe. If cuts were kids, he would be you. Not lying, y'all, he's the best I know. And if I lie, my nose will grow. Like a little wooden boy named Pinocchio. And you all know how to store free. Go!
Tricks up for kids, he plays much kids. He's a big bad wolf, and yo, the three bigs. He's a big bad wolf in your neighborhood. Not
bad,
meaning
bad,
but
bad,
meaning good.
There it is.
Much kids, he's a big